సాయి శ్రోతలకు సాయిరాం. మరికొద్దిసేపట్లో ప్రశాంతి నిలయంలోని సాయి కుల్వంత్ సభామండపం నుండి ప్రత్యక్ష ప్రసారాలను మీరు వింటారు. దయచేసి వేచి ఉండండి. Live broadcast of the proceedings from the Sai Kulwant Hall at Prashanti Nilayam will follow shortly. Please stay tuned. సాయి శ్రోతలకు సాయిరాం. మరికొద్దిసేపట్లో ప్రశాంతి నిలయంలోని సాయి కుల్వంత్ సభామండపం నుండి ప్రత్యక్ష ప్రసారాలను మీరు వింటారు. దయచేసి వేచి ఉండండి. Dear listeners,
ఆయతనవాన్ భవతి. యేవం వేదా ಜಲಮಾವಾ ಅಪಾಮಾಯತನ ಆಯತನವಾನ್ ಭವತಿ ಯಶ್ಚಂದ್ರಮಸ ಆಯತನ ವೇದ ಆಯತನವಾನ್ ಭವತಿ ಆಪೋ ವೈ ಚಂದ್ರಮಸ ಆಯತನ ಆಯತನವಾನ್ ಭವತಿ ಯ ಏವಂ ವೇದ ಯೋಪಾಮಾಯತನ ವೇದ ಆಯತನವಾನ್ ಭವತಿ ನಕ್ಷತ್ರಾಣಿ ವಾ ಅಪಾಮಾಯತನ ಆಯತನವಾನ್ ಭವತಿ ಯೋ ನಕ್ಷತ್ರಾಣಾಮಾಯತನ ವೇದ ಆಯತನವಾನ್ ಭವತಿ ಆಪೋ ವೈ ನಕ್ಷತ್ರಾಣಾಮಾಯತನ ಆಯತನವಾನ್ ಭವತಿ ಯ ಏವಂ ವೇದ ಯೋಪಾಮಾಯತನ ವೇದ ಆಯತನವಾನ್ ಭವತಿ ಪರ್ಜನ್ಯೋ ವಾ ಅಪಾಮಾಯತನ ಆಯತನವಾನ್ ಭವತಿ ಯ ಪರ್ಜನ್ಯಸ್ಯಾಯತನ ವೇದ ಆಯತನವಾನ್ ಭವತಿ ಆಪೋ ವೈ ಪರ್ಜನ್ಯಸ್ಯಾಯತನ ಆಯತನವಾನ್ ಭವತಿ ಯ ಏವಂ ವೇದ ಯೋಪಾಮಾಯತನ ವೇದ ಆಯತನವಾನ್ ಭವತಿ ಸಂವತ್ಸರೋ ವಾ ಅಪಾಮಾಯತನ ಆಯತನವಾನ್ ಭವತಿ ಯತ್ಸಂವತ್ಸರಸ್ಯಾಯತನ ವೇದ ಆಯತನವಾನ್ ಭವತಿ ಆಪೋ ವೈ ಸಂವತ್ಸರಸ್ಯಾಯತನ ಆಯತನವಾನ್ ಭವತಿ ಯ ಏವಂ ವೇದ ಯೋಪ್ಸುನಾಭಂ ಪ್ರತಿಷ್ಠಿತಾಂ ವೇದ ಪ್ರತ್ಯೇವ ತಿಷ್ಠತಿ ರಾಜಾಧಿರಾಜಾಯ ಪ್ರಸಯ್ಯ ಸಾಹಿನೇ ನಮೋ ವಯಂ ವೈ ಶ್ರವಣಾಯ ಕುರ್ಮಹೇ ಸಮೇ ಕಾಮಾನ್ ಕಾಮ ಕಾಮಾಯ ಮಹ್ಯಂ ಕಾಮೇಶ್ವರೋ ವೈ ಶ್ರವಣೋ ದದಾತು ಕುಬೇರಾಯ ವೈ ಶ್ರವಣಾಯ ಮಹಾರಾಜಾಯ ನಮಃ
ಆಮೂಲಾಲೋಲ ಧೂಲಿ ಬಹುಲ ಪರಿಮಲ ಲೀಢಲೋಲಾಲಿ ಮಾಲಾ ಝಂಕಾರಾರಾವಸಾರ ಮಲದಲ ಕಮಲ ಗಾರ ಭೂಮಿ ನಿವಾಸೆ ಛಾಯಾ ಸಂಭಾರ ಸಾರೆ ವರಕಮಲಕರೆ ತಾರಹಾರಾಭಿರಾಮೆ ವಾಣಿ ಸಂದೋಹ ದೇಹೆ ಭವವಿರಹವರಂ ದೇಹಿ ಮೇ ದೇವಿ ಸಾರಂ. ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ವರ್ಸ್ ಆಚಾರ್ಯ ವಿಜಯ ಹೇಮಚಂದ್ರ prays to the supreme goddess Vani Saraswati for her blessings to enable us to reach the supreme goal of human existence. I offer my most humble, loving and reverential pranams at the divine lotus feet of our most beloved Mother Sai. Respected elders, my dear brothers and sisters, Sai Ram to all of you. Hearty greetings on this most auspicious occasion of Vijaya Dashami. Vijaya Dashami, a festival known across the length and breadth of India by different names, but celebrated by every single state of this great land. In north, it is called Dashahara. Dashahara, remover of bad fate or the ten heads. This is the day, as per the Ramayana, when Lord Rama vanquished Ravana. The ten-headed Ravana. Different scholars have given different interpretations for these ten heads of Ravana. Some say that they symbolize the Arishad Vargas, Kama, Krodha, Moha, Lobha, Madha, Matsarya, and the four, Mana, Chitta, Buddhi, and Ahankara. And the destruction of the ten heads of Ravana is symbolic of the destruction of these ten negative tendencies. But Bhagwan has often said that the ten heads of Ravana are symbolic. They did not exist in reality. Bhagwan said, these ten heads symbolize Ravana's mastery over the four Vedas and the six Shastras. Ravana, who was a master of the 64 forms of Vidya, gave in to the negative tendency of lust within him. Though he had mastered the 64 types of Vidyas, he could not conquer this one evil tendency within him. On the other hand, Bhagavan says, Rama had mastered 32 forms of knowledge or Vidya, but Rama practiced what he learnt. On the other hand, Ravana did not practice what he learnt and succumbed to the negativities. Therefore, Ravana was a great man, but Rama was a good man. And this festival of Vijayadashmi symbolizes the victory of goodness, of which Lord Rama is a supreme example. In the northern part of India, this victory is celebrated by burning the effigies of Ravana, his brother Kumbhakarna, and his son Meghanad Indrajit. The next aspect of this festival is celebrated in the eastern part of India, where goddess Adishakti in the form of Durga is worshipped, and this day is celebrated as the victory of goddess Durga over the demon Mahishasura. The asuras, or the demons, in their ever insatiable greed had conquered the heavens and evicted the devas from their abode. All of these devas then went to the Trinity, Brahma, Vishnu, and Maheshwara, and pleaded, O Lord, if we are removed from our residence, how will we discharge our duties? Creation will lose its balance. And at that point in time, from the triune principle emerged the supreme form of Adishakti in the form of Durga, the most effulgent and the inconquerable. And over 9 nights and 9 days, there was a war between goddess Durga and Mahishasura. And on the 10th day, the day of Vijayadashmi, Mahishasura was killed by goddess Adishakti. This festival is celebrated as Durgotsava in the eastern part of India. In fact, Durga Saptashati, which is the 700 verses in the glory of Mother Goddess, extols in great detail the exploits of Mother Durga and how she vanquished demons like Shumbha and Nishumbha, Dhumra Lochana, Chanda Munda and Rakta Bija. This Durga Saptashati is studied by scholars and devotees across the country and also as a part of the Veda Saptaha Jnana Yajna at Prashanti Nilayam. This day also symbolizes, as per the Mahabharata, the end of the Ajnatavasa of the Pandavas. As we all know, in order to fulfill the wager in the game of dice, where the wager was that the one who loses will go for 12 years of Vanavasa, that is living in the forest, and 1 year of Ajnatavasa, living incognito. After completion of 12 years in the forest, the Pandavas went for their Ajnatavasa to the kingdom of Virata. And after completing their 1 year, it was on the Vijayadashmi day, where they took back their weapons from the tree where they had hidden them, and started preparations for the Mahabharata war, which we all know is a Dharma Yuddha, a fight between righteousness and evil tendencies. But what is the inner significance behind all these three great episodes from our scriptures? The culture of Bharat is highly sacred, and its scriptures are a treasure house of wisdom. Each story of a hero from each epic has a message for each one of us for our lives, and each festival has a deep inner significance. So too is the case of the Navaratri and Vijayadashmi festivals. While we celebrate these festivals for 10 days, the actual war within each one of us, between the down-dragging evil tendencies and our positive samskaras between each one of us goes on endlessly, wherein every time an evil tendency raises its evil hood, the samskara enables us to subdue that evil tendency and move ahead on the path of righteousness. So whether it is the war between Rama and Ravana, Durga and Mahishasura, Pandavas and Kauravas, or even the Devasura Sangrama, all of these are reminder to us that we too have to fight this battle day after day and emerge victorious. And that will be the day of Vijayadashmi for each one of us, when we are able to completely annihilate these negative tendencies and emerge righteous and pure. Drawing an analogy between life and dramatics, Bhagawan says, and I quote, "One has to retire behind the curtain sooner or later, symbolizing death. So while on the stage, which symbolizes lifetime, win the esteem of the director, which is symbolized by God, by playing your role to his satisfaction, trying not to spoil his play by your lisping or slipping of words, be like the tortoise which can live in water or land with equal ease and comfort. That is to say, cultivate the inner calm that helps you to be with the thought of God, whether you are amidst people or alone." On one occasion, a devotee asked Bhagwan, "Swami, there is so much of negativity in this world. When will all this end?" After a poignant silence, Bhagwan said, and these words are an important message to all of us. Swami said, "Negative and positive are two sides of the same coin. They will always coexist." And then Swami said to the devotee, "But my message to you is, you pray to God that you are always on the side of righteousness. If you are always on the side of righteousness, I assure you that you will always emerge victorious." And when the Lord is by our side, is there any doubt that we will emerge victorious in our sojourn across lifetimes? As he had promised now and even then on the battlefield 5,000 years ago, "Yatra Yogeshwarah Krishno, Yatra Partho Dhanurdharah, Tatra Shri Vijayo Bhutir, Dhruva Nitir Matir Mama." Where the Lord is present, and so is his devotee who is on the righteous path, there is no doubt that Vijayashri, the goddess of victory, will ever be present. That is the assurance and the message of Bhagavan to all of us on this auspicious festival of Vijayadashmi. With these few words, I would now like to introduce the two speakers who have been blessed to address the gathering on this auspicious festival. The first speaker is Sri Ratish Kumbhalat, student of second year Master of Arts program in Economics, Sri Satyasai Institute of Higher Learning, Prashantinilayam campus. Brother Ratish hails from Kerala and has also completed his schooling from Kerala. He joined the Institute for his Bachelor of Arts Honours program in Economics in 2007 and was awarded last year during the convocation the Professor Vishwanath Pandit Gold Medal for Academic Excellence in BA Economics program at the Divine Hands of Bhagwan. An aspiring IAS officer, Brother Ratish has been actively associated with the Institute Dance Group, the Panchavadyam Group, and also the Publications Division of the hostel. He was also the recipient of the Undergraduate Cultural Championship of the Institute. The theme of the talk by Brother Ratish would be gratitude to the physical mother, to the motherland, and to the divine mother. The second speaker for this day is Sri Sanjay Sahani, Director, Vrindavan Campus, Sri Satyasai Institute of Higher Learning. Sri Sanjay Sahani was a student of the first batch of the 5 years Integrated Commerce Program of the Institute from the years 1982 to 1987. He was awarded gold medals for academic excellence for both the Bachelors of Commerce and Masters of Commerce programs at the divine hands of our most beloved Bhagwan. He joined as a faculty member in the Department of Commerce in the year 1987 at the Prashantinilayam campus and was blessed to be the warden of the senior hostel at Prashantinilayam from 1990 to 1993. In the year 1993, Sri Sanjay Sahani joined as the faculty member in the Department of Commerce in the Vrindavan campus of the Institute. In the year 2002, Bhagwan blessed Sri Sahani to be the principal of the Vrindavan campus. Sri Sanjay Sahani is a very inspiring speaker a role model teacher for his students and has addressed many, many gatherings in Bhagwan's divine physical presence. Recently, he was blessed to visit the Far Eastern and Middle Eastern countries for addressing the Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization centers. I would now request the two speakers to come and address the gathering in the order in which they have been introduced. Jai Sai Ram.
I offer my prayerful salutations to dear loving Mother Sai. Revered elders, dear sisters and brothers, a loving Sai Ram to one and all. O divinities on earth, sinners, these were the most powerful five words used by Swami Vivekananda in his address at the Parliament of Religion, which was held in the city of Chicago. The first four words, O divinities on earth, thundered into a gospel of fearlessness and joy. And with the last word, sinners, he struck a mightiest blow to the whole structure of soul degenerating pessimistic thoughts that existed till then. Swami Vivekananda, and like him many other great personalities who strived and sacrificed their life for the upliftment of mankind, were all influenced by three factors. And they are love for the physical mother, Deha Mata, and love for the motherland, Desha Mata, and love of the divine mother. Speaking about love for the Deha Mata, there is this exceptional case of Jagatguru Sri Shankaracharya. He led the life of a sannyasi. He renounced all the family and he renounced all the worldly relationships. But when his mother Aryamba was on her deathbed, he broke all the vows of sannyasa and he rushed to her side. And there, standing beside her deathbed, he was no more the Jagatguru, the one who climbed the Sarvajna Pida, the one who proclaimed the Siddhanta of Advaita. He was but the little child of Mother Aryamba. Looking lovingly into his mother's face, he sings out the beautiful Matru Panchakam, wherein he says, Astham tavadiyam prasuti samaye durvar shulavyatha nairuchyam tanushoshanam malamayi shayyacha samvalsari dhatum nishkrit runnato pitanaya tasye janannye nama. Its meaning is like this. The pain that my mother has suffered while giving birth to me can be understood only by another mother. Did her sufferings end there? No. She had to spend sleepless nights looking after me. And many a days she lived on an empty stomach so that I could be fed well. And today, I, her son, could not even repay for even one of her countless sacrifices. The least that I can do, O mother, is to bow down at your feet. The least that I can do, O mother, is to bow down at your feet. Love for the physical mother was the highlight and central theme of Swami's life and his teachings. Swami once said, and I quote, "Food, blood and head are gifts from parents. It is enough if you engage yourself in activities that would satisfy your mother, that would confer great blessings on you," unquote. Dear sisters and brothers, during the Navaratri, we worship Divine Mother as Mother Durga, Lakshmi and Saraswati. But if we please our own physical mother, Deha Mata, that would please the Divine Mother. For Deha Mata is verily the embodiment of Durga, Lakshmi and Saraswati. Next, love for one's mother is akin to love for one's own motherland. This sacred land of Bharat is the land chosen by the Lord himself for his avataric missions. I am reminded of this incident which happened few years ago. Once, Swami gave an interview for a group of youth who had come from Hyderabad. And one among them asked Swami, "Swami, in the past, you have taken many avatars in this land of Bharat. Why is it that you take birth again and again only in this land? And to this Swami replied, you said that in the past I took birth again and again in this land. Listen then, I am telling you now, even in future I will take birth again and again in this land of Bharat only. Brothers, these are the words uttered by the Lord himself. What more reason do we need to love this sacred land of Bharat? And I see my motherland walking with her own majestic steps to fulfill her glorious destiny, that is the regeneration of man the brute to the man the God. That is the regeneration of man the brute to the man the God. Swami says, devotion to the motherland is another form of devotion to God himself. And he says, one should be ready to sacrifice one's life for the sake of motherland. Here I am reminded of another incident which happened during the pre-independence time. Under the British rule, it was illegal to carry any other flag other than the British flag. But then, a group of brave young men took out a rally carrying the Indian flag. And on their way, the police shot down the man who was carrying the Indian flag. But as he fell down, he passed on the flag to the next man. And even he was met with the same fate. And in this way, every one of them bared their chest to the bullets, and as they fell, they passed on the flag. And in the end, there stood a little girl, firmly holding the flagpole, facing the entire battalion of policemen. Even she was not spared. And as bullets pierced to her heart, she did not want the honor of her country to succumb to the shameless conquest of bullets. So you know what she did? She struck the flagpole deep into her heart, so that even as her body lay motionless on the ground, the flag, the honor of the sacred land of Bharat, fluttered jubilantly in the air. It is said that one who does not know when to die does not know how to live. It is said that one who does not know when to die does not know how to live. And that little girl knew how to live, and that's why she sacrificed her life at the altar of her motherland. What is the first step in the worship of motherland? Sri Aurobindo says, and I quote, Do you feel that millions are starving today? Do you feel that millions have been starving for ages? Feel, my countrymen, feel for the poor, the ignorant and the downtrodden. Feel till your heart stops. Feel till your brain reels. Feel till you think that you will go mad. And that is the first step to become a patriot. Dear sisters and brothers, this first step was shown to us by none other than Yudhishthira himself in the story of Yakshaprasna in Mahabharata. Yudhishthira lost all his brothers, for they did not answer the questions asked by the Yaksha before taking the water from his pond. And the Yaksha was mighty pleased when Yudhishthira answered all his questions. And to reward Yudhishthira, the Yaksha said, I will bring back any one of the dead Pandavas. And Yudhishthira had the choice. And at that time, Yudhishthira, instead of choosing Bhima or Arjuna, who are his own brothers, sons of Mother Kunti, he chose Nakula, who was his stepbrother and son of Mother Madri. While making this choice, he said, Madri is as much my mother and my father's wife as Kunti. Let one of her sons also live while I live. Dear brothers and sisters, today each one of us has a choice to make. We see that thousands of men, poor men, half fed, half clothed, living around us. And the choice that we should make should be this: to reduce the excess and luxuries in our life and help the poor man sitting on the street, who is also the very reflection of the divinity whom we worship here. While making this choice, let us shout to the world like Yudhishthira, let him also live while I live, for we are all the children of the same God, for we are all the children of the same God. This is the true meaning of love for motherland. And this is the way that we should worship the motherland. And when we have this type of devotion for the Deha Mata and also for the Desha Mata, we then receive the love and grace of the Divine Mother of Mother Sai. And who can comprehend the love of that Divine Mother? Sri Shankaracharya, in his Saundarya Lahari, which is a treatise written by him on the glory of Cosmic Mother, he says, Bhavani tvam dhase mai vitara drishtim sakarunam yadi sthatum vanchan kathayati bhavani tvamidi tadeva tvam tasmai tishasi nijasayujya padavim. Your devotee wishing to pray, O Mother, be pleased to have a compassionate glance on me, your poor child. He begins by saying, O Mother, and at once, even before he finishes his sentence, the Mother confers on him the Sayujya Padavi. Dear sisters and brothers, such is the love of Mother Sai for his children. At this point, I would like to narrate an incident which happened on January 11th during the annual sports day in the year 1999. That year, students had planned to perform a few acrobatic feats on huge scaffoldings placed on moving trucks. And on January 11th morning, as Swami entered the stadium, he saw that one of the rods was not fitted properly. And he knew that his boys would suffer major head and spinal injury if they were to perform on that. But Swami, the loving mother he is, he decided that his children should be saved. And he took upon himself that injury. This is how it all happened. Swami entered the stadium and he asked the senior devotee who was driving his chariot to stop the chariot, apparently to speak to the vice chancellor. But then the devotee who was driving Swami's chariot, he accidentally lifted his foot from the clutch, which resulted in a violent jerk, and as a result Swami fell down in the chariot. And Swami As a result, Swami suffered injuries on his head, hand and spinal column. The cut on Swami's hand was deep like a gash produced by knife. But without any further delay, Swami got up immediately and started blessing devotees. He walked all the way up to the dais without anyone being noticing his injuries. But meanwhile, Swami's robe was getting drenched in blood. And even at that point of time, he was concerned that devotees should not come to know of this. And he quietly made his way to the bathroom to wash off the blood. And then he came back. He sat there for 5 long hours watching his children perform in front of him. And that is his love for his children. And so nobody knew this till Swami reached Mandir that day evening. And till he himself revealed this on 14th January during the prize distribution ceremony. Dear sisters and brothers, if definition of God is infinite love, then Bhagawan Sri Sathya Sai Baba is that Lord for me, is that Lord for his students. Because there is no rational behind his love. There is no logic behind his love. It is just love for the sake of love. And to his devotees, he is the compassionate God. And for his students, he is the loving God and loving mother combined. Can we call this love as the love of 1,000 mothers? I think it would be like comparing the Mount Everest to an ant hill. Dear Swami, we can never comprehend the love that you have for us. For we are still the little children sitting at thy lap, waiting to be fed lovingly by thy hands. Dear Sai Ma, I thank you from my heart for giving me this opportunity to express my feelings in your divine presence. I would like to end by the beautiful poem, A Song I Sing to Thee, written by Swami Vivekananda. Like to the little playing of a little child is every attitude of mine to thee. Even at times I dare be angered at thee. Yet there in the greyest gloom of the darkest night, with speechless mouth and tearful eyes, thou stands front of me, and thy sweet face stoops down with a loving look on face of mine. Then at thy feet I fall on bended knee, and I crave no pardon at thy gentle hands, for thou art never angry with thy son. Who else with all my foolish freaks would bear? Thou art my master. I am thou, my Lord. I am thou and thou art I. Thank you, Sai Ram, for a patient listen.
I offer my loving pranams at the lotus feet of my beloved Bhagwan. Revered elders, sisters and brothers, on this auspicious Vijayadashmi day, my heartfelt greetings to all of you. Saat samand ki masi karo, lekhni sab ban rai, dharti sab kagad karo, sai gun likha na jai. This is the insight which the seers and saints of our country have given us. Even if we were to take the waters of the seven oceans and convert it into ink, even if we were to take the wood of the trees of all the forests of planet Earth and make them instruments of writing, even if we were to transform the entire face of Earth onto a sheet of paper, even then you will not be able to write the story of the Lord. Yato vacho nivartante apraapya manasasa. He who is beyond the grasp of words, he who is beyond the ken of the human mind, how can we even dare to speak about him? Dr. S. Bhagwantam, former director of the Indian Institute of Science and translator of Bhagwan's discourses, once mentioned to Bhagwan, "Swami, I have lived so many years with you, but even now I am not able to understand you." Pat came Bhagwan's reply, "Bangaru, you have lived longer number of years with yourself. Have you understood yourself? First understand yourself, then you can hope to understand me." Vijayadashmi has many connotations for all of us, but one connotation and one significance which was not mentioned, I would like to underline. It was way back 30 years ago, on this momentous Vijayadashmi day, that for the first time Bhagwan made a public announcement that the colleges of Prashantinilayam and Anandpur were being graduated to the status of a university. To the youth of this world, Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning was Bhagwan's benevolent gift, for which all the students of the institution and all the alumni shall be eternally grateful. What was Bhagwan's most closely guarded secret? Is it that he is God? No. He publicly announced any number of occasions that he was the divine. He is the divine. Is it that we are God? Every discourse of his would begin with the exhortation, Divya Atma Swaluprara. Then what is his most closely guarded secret? His most closely guarded secret, dear brothers and sisters, was how much he loved each one of us. If you think you knew that he loved you, you have not seen even the tip of the iceberg. I was a personal witness to any number of occasions to see his unfathomable and unconditional love. Let me share just one instance with all of you. I had come on some official assignment to Prashantalayam from Vrindavan. And in the first few interactions, Bhagwan mentioned to me that he would give me something before I leave. I finished my work, took leave of him, and I was sitting there that day morning near the first pillar in front of the interview room. He came out, he saw all of us, and then he walked off to the towards the ladies' side, moving over to the Purnachandra auditorium where he was residing. He had crossed the length where the primary school children sit, turned towards the other side, and suddenly he did an about turn. And all the devotees in the ladies' side spontaneously started laughing. Swami says, love my uncertainty. He walked all the way back to the mandir. And even as he climbed up the slope, he called me by name and took me inside. And you know why he came back? From his treasure house, he brought out an envelope. He had written a letter to one of the students, and he slipped it into my pocket and said, when you go back, give this letter to him. Till today, that student who received the letter does not know that Swami retraced his steps all the way just to send a letter to Vrindavan. How shall we describe that unfathomable love? Many people ask me, how are all of you in Vrindavan? How are the students in Vrindavan? He who took care of all the students and staff for last 40 years of the existence of Vrindavan College, even today, is taking care of all of us. The way he is connecting to the students and teachers is something amazing. Cannot be described. Let me share just three instances to give you a feel, a glimpse of what is our daily experience. Experience of student one. Just stepped into the campus. Of course, delighted that he got a chance to be admitted to Bhagwan's blessed university, but at the same time missing Swami acutely. For a few days, the custodian of our ashram was keeping a huge photograph of Swami in front of the Trai Mandir door. And every evening a lamp would be lit. And the student would compose poems and go and sit next to the photograph and sing his heart out, many a time crying, Swami, I miss you. One of those evenings when he was sitting next to the photograph, on the stair there is a railing and there was a metal piece. He looked at the metal piece and he found an orange reflection. Surprised, he looked to his right. On the metal piece, on the railing, again he saw an orange reflection. He was very curious to know where it is coming from. And then he turned behind. And lo and behold, standing there, right in front of him, was Swami with both his arms, blessing him. Both the warden and myself felt when the boy narrated that experience to us, our whole campus has been blessed. Experience of student two. One of the most beautiful experiences of students in Vrindavan is to go around Bhagwan's Mandir. It's a unique privilege which they enjoy for decades. This year, this student one evening was going around and he was thinking to himself, now Swami is not here, why I should go around three? Swami is also not here. That evening, that night when he was asleep, Swami came in his dream, and where does Swami show his form? In his own bedroom in Trai Mandir. And said, fellow, you were saying that I am not here in Trai Vrindavan. Today, at such and such time, you were going round and this is what you were thinking. And even in the dream, Swami gave him a sound scolding. I said to myself, this is vintage Swami. Even now he has not changed one bit. Experience of student 3. On the third Sunday of every month, the alumni who are residing in Bangalore have organized in Vrindavan Ashram a very beautiful program. They call it Sai Samarpan. It was with the inspiration that they should create a Trai session for the current students. In the month of June, we had our respected Professor Anil Kumar addressing our students there. As he was addressing, there was this student sitting in the assembly, looking at Swami's chair, fully focused, visualizing that Swami is seated there on the chair, and suddenly that feeling became very intense, and he said, Swami, if at this moment it is really true that you're sitting on that chair, that flower on the chair should fall. There were three flowers on the chair. The next instant, all the three flowers fell. That is Bhagwan's love for his children. Who are you, Swami? How can we know you except when you reveal yourself to us? The last 9 to 10 days have been an adoration of the Divine Mother. An adoration where we use the means of the Vedic chanting to adore the Veda Purusha. I was telling the students the other day, why do we adore Veda Mata? Because it is she who will lead you to Veda Purusha. Swami used to say, there is nobody who can understand me except those who have studied the Vedas and the Shastras. Only such people may get a glimpse into my reality. It was a beautiful morning in Kodaikanal. After breakfast, Swami went upstairs and we were all seated around him. And he was in a very jovial mood. He picked up a student and asked him to stand next to him. We were wondering what is coming. Now, Swami's physical frame was 5'3". But this boy was shorter than Swami also. Swami asked him, who is bigger? Who is bigger? And we were all amused, and the boy himself replied, Swami, you are taller. And immediately Swami corrected him, no, I am smaller than you. Anoraniyan mahato mahiyan. I am smaller than the smallest. I am bigger than the biggest. In one sentence, Swami revealed himself. How do you grasp somebody who is smaller than the smallest? The other day, Dr. Safaya was addressing our students in Vrindavan during the Sai Samarpan function. He shared this experience. I would like to reiterate it, lest our students forget the significance. These were early days, and Dr. Safaya used to smoke a pipe. It was fashionable in the elite society of Delhi at that point of time. One day he went to a friend's house and there was a holy person who was doing satsang. For 1 hour he spoke. Professor Sophia got little bored by that satsang. The moment he came out, he wanted to smoke his pipe. Just before coming out of the room, that gentleman gave some prasadam to him, some cashew nuts. Dr. Sophia put it into his pocket. When he took out his pipe, to his utter dismay, he found that he could not have the smoke because a cashew nut had gone into the pipe. He was not able to extricate it, so he went home and he tried to remove the cashew nut. It was not coming out. So he took a knife and he tried to bring out the cashew nut. The cashew nut did not come out. The pipe broke. The pipe broke. And then it suddenly struck him that maybe there is a message for me here. Swami does not want me to indulge in smoking. Imagine, if God wants to transform your life, He can come to you in the form of a cashew nut. I am smaller than the smallest. But he who is smaller than the smallest is also bigger than the biggest. This was the lesson that the great Maharaj Bali Chakravarti realized. The Lord came to him as a dwarf. And the Emperor Bali wanted to say, "My dear young one, what can I give to you?" And he says, "I want 3 pieces of land, as much as I can step on." And he said, "That's all." And he said, "Granted." And suddenly, to his surprise and astonishment, he finds that little dwarf Vamana grow into the gigantic figure. With one step, he crossed the earth. With the other step, he stepped over the skies. And there was no place left for the third step. And he asks, "Bali, where should I put my third foot?" And Bali did the wisest thing any man can do. He offered his head to the Lord, and the Lord stepped on him and blessed him and redeemed him. What is the message this story has for all of us? There are many things big in life, but the biggest thing is man's ego. Offer your ego to God and your life will be redeemed. Professor V.K. Gokak, the first vice chancellor for university, went to United States of America. And when he went there, he saw the intensity of the devotion of the devotees there. And he said to himself, "This is the Vishwarupa Darshan of Bhagwan." On the other side of the globe, people are adoring someone with so much of intensity, who grew up in a place which someone described as a stone's throw from Stone Age. Look at Prashantalim today. If nothing else, could anybody have transformed Puttaparthi into Prashantalim as it is today, with the best of amenities, whether you talk of world-class healthcare or world-class educare? It is only possible because of the divine will of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. I went to Indonesia, Bali, 3 months ago to attend an international youth conference. After the conference was over, we were taken to the Sai Center at Bali Denpasar. And somebody started telling me the story of that Sai Center. There was this architect who had been employed to construct the beautiful mandir. He was not a Sai devotee. When I say Sai devotee, within single inverted commas. Finally, when everything was ready, the devotees bought Swami's huge photographs and installed it at the altar. When the architect saw the beautiful photograph of Bhagwan, he said, "Oh, is this the person for whom you have constructed this building?" He said, "Yes. But why do you say so?" He said, "This is the man who was coming daily and instructing me what I should do and what I should not do about the building construction." Imagine. Where is Puttaparthi? Where is Bali then Pasar? Bhagwan is already there giving instructions to the architect. Not even to the devotees, to the architect. "See, this is how you should construct my mandir." This is Swami's Vishwarupa. Last week I was there in Muscat, Oman. Devotees in Oman refer to their country with great religious fervor. They said, "You know, our country's name begins with Om, and if you reverse the name, it becomes Namo. Om Namo, that is Oman for you. If you think to be dressed in white and white is a unique privilege for you, go to Oman. Every citizen of Oman, especially men folk, is dressed in white and white." We were deliberating on human values, a very unique event which took place, and this is the glory of Bhagwan Sri Sathya Sai Baba. In an Islamic country, the Ministry of Education asked the Sai group, serve and inspire group, that is how they call themselves, the Sai devotees. In the 40th year of the Renaissance, which is the era when development started in their country, what has the Sai group to offer to Oman? And the devotees said, "We will conduct 40 workshops on human values for the teachers of Omani schools." And the function was presided by the Minister of Education. After my talk was over, she had to go for another engagement. She got up, she again sat down. Again the officials came to tell her about the next assignment. She very reluctantly left the hall, and when she left, she said, "I know what I'm going to miss. I don't want to go, but what shall I do?" After the whole function was over, the devotees who had organized the function received this message, and I would like to share this with you. This is from the Director General of Private Education. "Dear all," I share it because this is the Sai glory. Even today it is happening. "Dear all, I don't have the exact words to express my gratitude to you. Your efforts are beyond my thank you words. The human values were very clear in today's event, where each and every one was working in harmony with the others, filled up with love and caring. Thanks for being there today and for being the way you are." Aisha Ul Balushi, Director General of Private Education, Sultanate of Oman. Bhagwan, throughout his life, lived his message. Today, it is our opportunity to imbibe that message into our lives and take it to the wide world and tell them, we have seen God. We have lived with God. That is the greatest redemption for all our lives. On this beautiful Vijayadashmi day, I take this opportunity to once again express to our beloved Bhagwan our heartfelt gratitude for being with us for so long, for not only having given us life, but more importantly, to shown us the way to live and the way to reach Him. Jai Sai Ram.
This day is not twice blessed or thrice blessed, but multi-blessed, because so many incarnations have used the Vijayadashmi day as a landmark event in their lives. And I want to share that this is the day when the previous incarnation at Shirdi gave up the physical form and became one with his divine cosmic form, as it is called, the Simolanghan day in Shirdi. And it was on that occasion that he gave the 9 coins symbolizing the 9 forms of devotion, the Navavidha Bhakti, to Lakshmi Bai Shinde, an ideal devotee of Shirdi Baba. And we have been blessed to have the very first part of that 9 forms of devotion, which is Shravanam, for all these 7 days of the Veda Purusha Saptaha Jnana Yajna and Prashanti Vidwan Mahasabha. We've had, by Bhagawan's grace and blessings, the opportunity to listen to such inspiring and illuminating talks by Bhagawan's students and staff members. I'm very, very grateful to Bhagawan on behalf of all those present here that we have had the opportunity of the Shravanam of the glory and grandeur of our most beloved Mother Sai. And on this day of Vijayadashmi, we now pray to our most beloved Bhagawan for his divine message to all of us. Sai Ram.
భార్య అంటే ప్రేమతో ఉన్నారు అని మీరు భావిస్తున్నారు. చాలా పొరపాటు. అందరికంటే గొప్ప ప్రేమ భగవంతునికి ఉండేది.
ఓ స్టూడెంట్స్, యూ థింక్ దట్ యువర్ పేరెంట్స్ లవ్ యూ, యువర్ వైఫ్ అండ్ చిల్డ్రన్ లవ్ యూ? నో, ద సుప్రీం లవ్ ఓన్లీ ఈజ్ ఇన్ ద హ్యాండ్స్ ఆఫ్
తల్లిదండ్రులు. అంతా కూడా మా కుమారుడు అభివృద్ధి అయిపోయే దండిగా సంపాదించి మాకు సుఖపెడతాడని ఏదో ఒక స్వార్థాన్ని లక్ష్యంగా ఉంచుకుని వారు మిమ్మల్ని ప్రేమిస్తున్నారు.
పేరెంట్స్ లవ్ యూ, ఎక్స్పెక్టింగ్ సర్వీస్ ఫ్రమ్ యూ వెన్ ది గ్రో ఓల్డ్.
భార్య బిడ్డలు కూడా అదే రీతిగానే మిమ్మల్ని ప్రేమిస్తున్నారు.
వైఫ్ అండ్ చిల్డ్రన్ ఆల్సో లవ్ ఫర్ ద సేమ్ రీజన్.
కానీ
బట్
ఏ స్వార్థము, ఏ స్వప్రయోజనం లేకుండా ప్రేమించేటువంటిది ఒక్క భగవంతుడు మాత్రమే.
It's only God who loves you without any trace of selfishness or self-interest.
కనుకా అతి స్వార్థరహితమైనటువంటి యొక్క భగవంతునకు మీ దుర్గుణాన్ని అర్పితం చేయాలి.
God who is selfless.
భగవంతుడు దుర్గుణాన్ని చేయమని చెప్పడం లేదు.
God only will receive those things, no one else in this world.
ఇప్పుడు రూమ్ లో ఉంటున్నప్పుడు చెప్తున్నాను మా వైస్ ఛాన్సలర్ సత్యాము వీళ్ళందరికీ.
Bhagavan was telling these things there in the interview room there.
ఒక 100 రూపాయల నోటు ఉంది.
Here you have got 100 rupees currency note.
చాలా పనికిరానటువంటిదిగా ఉంటుండాలి.
And that 100 rupees currency note is so dirty, useless.
చాలా మాలిన్యం చేరి ఉంటుండాలి.
It is very dirty.
ఎంత చూడటానికి కూడా ఇంపుగా ఉంటుండదు.
You don't want to look at it.
ఆ యొక్క 100 రూపాయల నోటు బిచ్చగాడికి ఇచ్చినా గానీ ఇష్టపడదు.
Even beggar is not prepared to accept that.
ఎక్కడైనా చెత్తలో వేసినా కానీ చెత్తను తీసేవాడు కూడా చించి దాన్ని పారవేస్తాడు.
ఈవెన్ వి థ్రో ఇట్ అప్ అవుట్ సైడ్
ఎవరు కూడా దీనికి అంగీకరించడు.
నోబడి విల్ యాక్సెప్ట్.
కానీ అదే 100 రూపాయల నోటు, పనికిరాని నోటు రిజర్వ్ బ్యాంక్ కొండపై ఇచ్చేసి అది దాన్ని తీసుకుని వాడు మంచి నోటు నీకు అందిస్తాడు.
బట్ యూ సరెండర్ దిస్ యూస్లెస్ డర్టీ 100 రూపీ నోట్ దేర్ ఇన్ ద రిజర్వ్ బ్యాంక్, దే విల్ యాక్సెప్ట్ అండ్ గివ్ యూ న్యూ ఫ్రెష్.
కనుకనే మీ యొక్క డర్టీ మైండ్ అనేటువంటి యొక్క నోటును ఎవరు కూడా అంగీకరించరు.
నోబడి విల్ యాక్సెప్ట్ యూ.
తల్లి కానీ, తండ్రి కానీ, పుత్రుడు కానీ, భార్య కానీ, బిడ్డ ఎవరు కూడా దాన్ని అంగీకరించరు.
నో మ్యాటర్ యువర్ ఫాదర్, మదర్, సన్ ఆర్ డాటర్ ఆర్ వైఫ్.
కానీ రిజర్వ్ బ్యాంక్ దాన్ని గాడ్ రేజ్ అన్నారు. అది భగవంతుడికి మాత్రమే అందిస్తే అది మీకు తప్పక మీకు మంచి నోటును అందిస్తారు.
రిజర్వ్ బ్యాంక్ గాడ్ ఓన్లీ రిజర్వ్స్.
కనుకనే ఒక రిజర్వ్ బ్యాంక్ మాత్రమే దాన్ని తీసుకుని మంచి నోటును మీకు అందిస్తాడు.
గాడ్ ద రిజర్వ్ బ్యాంక్ యాక్సెప్ట్ రిసీవ్.
కనుక భగవంతుడే మీ యొక్క రిజర్వ్ బ్యాంక్.
గాడ్ ఈజ్ అవర్ రిజర్వ్ బ్యాంక్.
ఆ యొక్క పెట్టెలో పెట్టండి గాడ్ రేజ్, అదే మీకు మంచి అభివృద్ధి అవుతుంది.
కీప్ ఇట్ ఇన్ ది గాడ్ రేజ్ అల్మారా. గాడ్ రేజ్ అండ్ హీ విల్
రేజ్, నాట్ రేజ్, గాడ్ రేజ్.
సో ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ గాడ్ రేజ్ అల్మారా, గాడ్ రేజ్.
మీ దుర్గుణాలు దాంట్లో పెట్టండి, మిమ్మల్ని ఏమీ బాధించవు.
Keep those bad qualities in the God.
మీరు సుఖపడతారు, జగత్తుకు సుఖం కలుగుతుంది.
And you will be happy and the world will be happy then.
చెడ్డవి మీ దగ్గర పెట్టుకోకండి.
Don't keep anything bad.
ఎవరికి అందించకండి.
Don't pass it on.
అర్పితం చేయి భగవంతునికి.
Offer it to God.
భగవంతుడా, అన్ని సర్వకర్మ భగవత్ ప్రీత్యర్థం.
Oh God, I offer all my actions so as to please you.
తమేవ మాతా చ పితా త్వమేవ. తమేవ బంధుశ్చ సఖత్వమేవ తమేవ విద్యా ద్రవిణం త్వమేవ త్వమేవ సర్వం మమ దేవ దేవ అంతా అర్పితం చేసి
offer everything to God, who is your mother, you are a father.
నీ పరులను చేయి, నీ కర్తవ్యాన్ని నీవు నిర్వర్తించు.
Do your duty.
అర్పితం అంటే ఏమిటి?
What do you mean by this surrender offering?
ఏ పని చేయకుండా ఊరికి సోమరిగా కూర్చోవటం కాదు.
Not to sit like a lazy fellow.
నీవు చేసే సర్వ కర్మలు కూడా నువ్వు భగవంతుడికి అర్పితం చేయి.
All your actions must be offered to God.
మరి తాము తానే అందిస్తాడు.
And he will give you the reward.
నువ్వు రాసేటువంటి లెటర్ నువ్వు రాయాల్సిందే.
You must write your letter.
తిరిగి కవర్ తీసుకుని పోయి పోస్ట్ ఆఫీస్ లో వేయాల్సిందే.
And you must post it there in the post
office. అంతవరకు నీ కర్తవ్యము.
There not to dust for
you. అమెరికాకో జపాన్కో జర్మనీకో ఈ కవర్ దాని పాటికనే పోతుంది.
The cover will be transported on its own to America or
Japan.
There is a separate postal department.
You don't need to bother. అక్కడ
నుంచి
బొంబాయి, బొంబాయి నుంచి న్యూయార్క్, న్యూయార్క్ నుంచి అమెరికా, అక్కడంతా కూడా తానే పోతుంటారు.
The letter will go on its own accord, Bombay to New York.
అదే విధంగానే మీరు మీ ప్రకృతమైనటువంటి కర్మలు మీరు ఆచరించండి.
You do your duty.
భగవంతునికి అర్పితమైన కవర్ను అందించండి.
And you just offer that cover to God.
ఈ భగవంతుడు ఎక్కడ మీకు చేర్చాలో, ఏ విధమైన సుఖాన్ని మీకు అందించాలో తానే అందిస్తాడు.
God will suddenly give you the reward that you deserve.
నమ్మకం ఈనాడు మానవుని యందు లేకుండా పోతుంటాయి.
That faith is missing in mankind.
విశ్వాసం అత్యవసరము.
Faith is most essential.
ఈ విశ్వాసమే లేకపోతే ఇంక శ్వాసం లేని జీవితమే.
Without viswasa, the faith, there is no swasa or
breath. ఆ విశ్వాసం కూడాను ప్రేమతో కూడిన విశ్వాసంగా ఉంటుండాలి.
You should have faith full of love.
ఆ ప్రేమ లేకపోతే ప్రయోజనం లేదు.
Without love, it's useless.
ఒక స్టూడెంట్ ఉండేటువంటి వాడు.
There is a student.
ఆ స్టూడెంట్ సమీపంలో ఒక అడవి లోపల ఒక గురువు గారు నివసిస్తుండేటువంటి వాడు చిన్న ఆశ్రమం కట్టుకుని.
There is a guru who was staying there in an ashram nearby.
ఈ పిల్లవాడు పొద్దున పోవటము, తిరిగి సాయంకాలం ఇంటికి రావటము.
This boy goes there every morning and returns by the evening.
ఆ గురువు చెప్పేటువంటి వాడు, నాయన మాతా నాస్తి పితా నాస్తి నాస్తి బంధు సహోదర అర్థం నాస్తి గృహం నాస్తి తస్మాత్ జాగ్రత్త జాగ్రత్త.
The preceptor used to instruct every day, day in and day out. No father, no mother, no wealth, no family, no house whatsoever, nothing, nothing.
Janma dukkam, jara dukkam, jaya dukkam, punah punah, antyakale, maha dukkam, tasmat jagrata jagrata.
Be careful, birth is misery, life is misery, death is misery, be careful.
Ivanni cheptunte ee pillavadu anukunnadu, Swami, ఏదో మీ బోటి వారికి అవంతా సరిపోతుంది కానీ మా బోటి వారికి ఇది చెల్లదు అన్నాడు.
ద బాయ్ సెడ్ స్వామి, ఎ ప్రిసెప్టెడ్ టీచర్ లైక్ యూ, దీస్ టీచింగ్స్ ఆర్ క్వైట్ బిఫిటింగ్. ఎంతో
మంది ఉండవచ్చు కానీ నా తల్లిదండ్రులు అలాంటి వాళ్ళు కాదు, నా భార్య అలాంటి వారికి కాదు, నేను లేకపోతే నా భార్య పిడిచైనా ఎత్తదు, ఏమీ భోజనం చేయదు.
Swami, oh teacher, there may be many people in the world, but my wife is different.
నా తల్లిదండ్రులు నేను లేకపోతే అసలు ఏమాత్రం కూడా లోపలికి కూడా పోరు, తలుపు దగ్గర కాచుకొని ఉంటారు.
మై పేరెంట్స్ విల్ బి వెయిటింగ్ అట్ ద డోర్ స్టెప్.
అంత ప్రేమతో ఉంటున్నారు నా పైన.
ది లవ్ మీ సో మచ్.
కాబట్టి మాతా నాస్తి పితా నాస్తి అని చెప్పడంలో అర్థం లేదే అన్నాడు ఈ యొక్క విద్యార్థి.
ద బాయ్ సెడ్ ఇట్ ఇస్ మీనింగ్లెస్ వెన్ యూ సే దేర్ ఇస్ నో ఫాదర్ నో మదర్.
చూడు, నీకు ప్రత్యక్ష ప్రమాణంగా నీకు నిరూపిస్తానన్నాడు.
హి సెడ్ ఐ విల్ షో యు డైరెక్ట్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ ఎవిడెన్స్ నౌ.
ఒక మాత్ర ఇచ్చాడు.
హి గేవ్ హిమ్ ఎ పిల్.
నీవు ఇంటికి పోతే ఆ మాత్రం తినేసేసే అన్నాడు.
యు జస్ట్ స్వాలో దట్ పిల్ టాబ్లెట్.
అప్పుడు నీవు చావుతో పడిపోయినట్టుగా కనిపిస్తావు.
యూ విల్ ఫాల్ అన్కాన్షియస్.
కానీ నీ కాన్షియస్ మాత్రం పనిచేస్తుంటుంది.
బట్ యట్ యూ విల్ బి ఏబుల్ టు హియర్.
ఎవరెవరు ఏమేం చేస్తున్నారు, ఏమేమి మాట్లాడుతున్నారు అన్ని నీకు తెలుస్తుంది.
యూ విల్ బి ఏబుల్ టు హియర్ ద కన్వర్సేషన్.
కానీ బాహ్య ప్రపంచానికి నీవు ప్రాణం లేనివాడిగా కనిపిస్తావు.
బట్ ఎవ్రీబడి యూ విల్ లుక్ యాజ్ ఇఫ్ యు ఆర్ డెడ్.
అప్పుడు నీవు ఈ సత్యాన్ని గుర్తించమని చెప్పాడు.
దెన్ యూ విల్ నో దిస్ ట్రూత్.
చూస్తాం, ఇది ఒక టెస్ట్. పిల్లలకి ఈనాడు యువకులకంతా ప్రతిదానికి ఒక టెస్ట్ టెస్ట్ టెస్ట్.
Let us see in this test, because first
semester, second semester, third semester, post, you want the test blue, and the test blue.
You have got so many tests, first semester, second semester, and so on.
Even then, people could test and test all our test.
The students have got taste in these tests.
Well, Dadu, yes, Kunadu.
Well, he swallowed the pill.
Padipoyar.
He fell unconscious.
Tandi vachindi.
Mother came.
Tandi ni pilchindi.
He summoned her.
Kekalu vesindi.
And he shouted.
Ayyo kumarunu maraninchadu ani edustundadi.
She went on crying for the death of the son.
Ee maata vineetappudike bharya parigettochindi.
In the meantime, why is he?
Ayyo nagati emiti ani ayame edustundadi.
He was also crying for the loss of the son.
Na tandiki nenu okadanne kumarte.
And the only daughter.
Na bhartha ee vidhanga ayipothe nagati emiti.
If this is my fate, what is going to happen in future?
నాగతి ఏమిటి, నాగతి ఏమిటి అని ఏడుస్తుంది.
ఈవెన్ ఎట్ ది టైమ్ ఆఫ్ ది డెత్ ఆఫ్ హర్ హస్బెండ్ షీస్ Worrying, crying for our own security. All others assembled in the meantime. They were all feeling, they were sympathizing because the fellow who died is one of spiritual value. Everybody
said,
in the meantime, that Swami came there. He came there at the right, appropriate, exact time. Everybody gave him the way. The Swami asked Mother, why do you cry like this? Swami, my son died. He asked the wife, why do you cry? The person who died is my husband. What will happen to me? Then he told the father. He asked father to bring a tumbler full of water. This Swami acted a drama there and he closed his eyes. Anybody here, whomsoever drinks this water, he will die and this fellow will get up.
This kind of lady, Bari Kichar, Bottomot, Bari Gada, Chala, it is pretty caramelic. I'm a Kichari, need to draw our money.
So, first tumbler full of water is given to the wife, the better half.
Natalie, the Nukin, Yaka Putri.
I am the only daughter of my parents. If I die, my parents will not be able to live. So I am not prepared to drink this tumbler water. Your husband will come back to life. Better you die. The fellow anyway dead and gone, but I am not prepared to go with him.
Sare talli ki chupinchadu amma neevu traavutavani.
Then he asked mother, are you ready to drink?
Ayyo nayana intiki na bidda prasvaniki vachindi aanaku prasam chese vaallu evaru lenu inka iddaru aada biddalu unnaru vaallu pendindi kavali ivanni na baadhyataga untundadi neenu etla chachipoyedi.
The mother said the first daughter came for delivery. There are two more daughters kept in waiting to be married. How am I to die now?
Sare tandiki cheppadu.
Then he told father.
తండ్రి చేస్తే యోచన చేశాడు.
అండ్ హి థాట్ ఫర్ అ మోమెంట్
ఇంటికంటే పెద్దని నేను.
ఐ యామ్ ది హెడ్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ మాస్.
ఇద్దరు ఆడవాళ్లే మిగిలిపోతారు.
అండ్ టూ లేడీస్ విల్ బి రిమైనింగ్.
నా కోడలు ముండం వస్తుంది.
అండ్ ది డాటర్
నా భార్యకు ముండం వస్తుంది.
అండ్ సో ఆల్సో ద వైఫ్.
ఇంట్లో మగటిక్కే లేరు.
నో మ్యాన్ టు లుక్ ఆఫ్టర్.
చచ్చేది అన్నాడు. గురు ఇంటి లోపలికి వెళ్ళారు.
ఆల్ ది త్రీ హావ్ గాన్ ఇన్.
ప్లాన్ వేశారు, మాస్టర్ ప్లాన్.
ది డివైస్ ది మాస్టర్ ప్లాన్.
తీసుకొని వచ్చారు స్వామి.
దే సెడ్ స్వామి,
మీరెంతో దయామయులు.
యు ఆర్ వన్ ఆఫ్ కంపాషన్.
మీకు ఎట్టి బాధ్యతలు లేవు.
యూ హ్యావ్ నో రెస్పాన్సిబిలిటీస్.
ఈ నీరు మీరే త్రాగి మా కుమారుడు బ్రతికించండి.
వై డోంట్ యూ డ్రింక్ దిస్ టంబ్లర్ ఫుల్ ఆఫ్ వాటర్ అండ్ సేవ్ దిస్ మ్యాన్.
మీకు మంచి సమాధి, గొప్ప మార్బుల్ సమాధి కట్టిస్తాము.
విల్ సడన్లీ కన్స్ట్రక్ట్ ఎ సమాధి టోంబ్ ఆఫ్ మార్బుల్ ఇన్ యువర్ మెమొరీ.
అప్పుడు వీడు లేచాడు, నీళ్లు చల్లేటప్పటికి లేచాడు.
బై ద మూమెంట్ వాటర్ స్ప్రింకిల్ దిస్ ఫుల్ ఆఫ్ వాటర్.
బాబు, ఈ దారి ఏం చెప్పింది? తల్లి ఏం చెప్పింది? తల్లి ఏం చెప్పింది? కట్టేటప్పుడు నన్నే చావమని చెప్పారు.
దే ఆల్ సెడ్ దట్ ఐ షుడ్ డై నౌ.
జగమంతా మిథ్యం.
ద హోల్ వరల్డ్ ఇస్ ఇల్యూషన్.
జన్మ దుఃఖం, జరా దుఃఖం, జాయా దుఃఖం, పునఃపున అంత్యకాలే మహా దుఃఖం. తస్మాత్ జాగ్రత్త అజాగ్రత్త. ఎవరికి ఎవరు లేరు.
బర్త్ ఇస్ మిజరీ, life is misery, death is misery. No one has
దేహాన్ని వారు ప్రేమిస్తుంటారు.
Because of this body attachment, you love the body.
ఇది కూడా నువ్వు స్వార్థం కోసమనే ప్రేమిస్తున్నావు.
This is all sort of selfishness.
ఎట్టి స్వార్థము లేనటువంటి నిస్వార్థమైనటువంటి వాడు భగవంతుడు ఒక్కడే.
God is the only one who is selfless.
కనుక అట్టి భగవంతుణ్ణి మీరు ప్రేమించి మిగిలినటువంటి సంబంధాలు మీరు పోషించుకోండి, తప్పులేదు.
యూ లవ్ సచ్ ఎ గాడ్ హూ ఇస్ సెల్ఫ్లెస్ అండ్ హ్యావ్ రిలేషన్షిప్, నో డౌట్.
ఏ పని చేసినా కూడా ఇది భగవత్ కార్యంగా భావించండి.
వాట్ ఎవర్ యూ మే డూ, గుడ్ వర్క్, టేక్ ఇట్ యాస్ గాడ్స్ వర్క్.
మాధవ మురహర మధుర మనోహర గిరిధర గోపాల మాధవ మురహర మధుర మనోహర గిరిధర గోపాల ఏ గిరి Navanite chora Vrindavanam sanchara Bhaktodhara Balagopala Giridhara vihara navanita chora nanda kumara giridhara
This evening, we shall have a special music program by Padma Bhushan's Pandit Rajan Mishra and Pandit Sajan Mishra from Delhi. Pandit Rajan Mishra and Sajan Mishra originally hail from the temple city of Varanasi, and they belong to the 350-year-old tradition of the Banaras Gharana of music. They learnt the music from their father and guru, Pandit Hanuman Prasad Ji, their grandfather, Ganacharya Bade Ram Das Ji, and uncle, Pandit Gopal Mishra Ji. They have been conferred a number of awards by very eminent institutions, starting with the Sanskritic Award by Prime Minister Morarji Desai in 1979, the Kumar Gandharva Awards in 1995, the Sangeet Natak Academy Awards in 1998, and the acme of all, the Padma Bhushan, conferred by the Government of India at the hands of the President of India, Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam, in 2007. Pandit Rajan and Sajan ji have traveled across the world, including countries such as United States of America, Russia, Europe, Canada, Australia, and many others. This evening, they would be accompanied by Sri Vyas Murthy Katti, an expert in harmonium from Bangalore, on the Tanpura by Sri Kaustub Pare, faculty member from the Satyasai Mirpuri College of Music, Sri Vivek Karmahe, student, Sri Satyasai Mirpuri College of Music, and on the Tabla by Sri Nishikant Barodekar, faculty member, Sri Satyasai Mirpuri College of Music, Prashanthi Nilayam. We would now have the opportunity of listening to the musical rendering by Padma Bhushan's Pandit Rajan and Pandit Sajan Mishra. Jai Sai Ram.
Our humble pranams in the feet of Lord Bhagwan. We are going to begin our prayer with Rag Shri. The composition in Chaptal, that is 10 beats, the wordings are प्रभु के चरण कमल निसदिन सुमरिए, followed by a द्रुत ख्याल इन एक ताल, शंकर भोले महेश्वर.
Na 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 na
so mera re
Go! Ah. शंकर भोले महेश्वर
शंकर भोले महेश्वर शंकर भोले महेश्वर शंकर शंकर भोले महेश्वर शंकर भोले महेश्वर
शंकर भोले महेश्वर
शंकर भोले महेश्वर
शंकर भोले महेश्वर शंकर भोले महेश्वर शंकर
भोले महेश्वर शंकर भोले महेश्वर
शंकर भोले महेश्वर
जटाधर त्रिशूल कर धर जटाधर त्रिशूल कर धर जटाधर त्रिशूल कर धर शंकर भोले महेश्वर भोले महेश्वर शंकर भोले महेश्वर
Pada pada
re gare dani da shankar bhole
maheshwar sare pada pada re gare dani da shankar bhole maheshwar sare pada pada re gare dani da shankar bhole maheshwar sare pada pada gare dani da shankar bhole maheshwar shankar
re re dani da pada pada re gare dani da re shankar bhole maheshwar shankar
Mabani dare, mabani dare, mabani dare, mabani dare, mabani dare. Re sa
Shankar bhole maheshwar Shankar.
Sani re dare, mabani 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 dare,
Shankar bhole
जटाधर त्रिशूल कर त्रिशूल जटाधर जटाधर त्रिशूल कर धर भोले 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 शंकर
महेश्वर शंकर भोले महेश्वर
नाथ नाथ
Now we will present a bhajan by Sant Tulsidas about Lord Rama, and after that we will sing Rag Durga because it's a very auspicious day of Vijayadashmi. So this bhajan was written by Sant Tulsidas when Ram, Lakshman and Sita went to the forest. The Bharat, his brother, came, and he came to know that Ram has to leave because of his mother. And that prasang Tulsidas ji ne likha hai. He has written on that episode. So Bharat goes to his mother and says that I cannot live without Ram.
Janani. Janani. Janani ri janani main jiyo bina ram राम लखन सिया बन को गवगेनु राम लखन सिया बन को गवन किन्हु पिता गए हे Ram, 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 Manaji Yogira. हम हूँ बन जाइए
हो तो भोर हम हूँ बन जाइए हो तो भोर हम हूँ बन जाइए जाइए
अवध आई है के ही काम हो तोर
हम हो बन जय अवध आई है के ही काम
कपचि कुटिल को बुद्धि अभागिन कपचि तुलसीदास प्रभु तुलसीदास प्रभु आस चरण के भय विधाता
Now we are going to sing Rag Durga.
Bye.
Present a very short piece, last piece, about the Guru. Sadho, sadho aisa hi Guru bhave, jo raag rang ka bhar bhar pyala piwe aur pilave. Sadho aisa hi Guru bhave, naad chhipa tan mein lay man mein, ko pata na paave. चांद सूरज का लोचन गुरु का देखे और दिखावे साधो ऐसा ही गुरु भावे परमहंस गुरु अंश रूप जब हृदय बीच विराजे सात सुरों की वाणी मेरी एक ओमकार धुन गावे साधो ऐसा ही गुरु भावे वी शैल कंक्लूड अवर रिसाइटल विद दिस ऑफरिंग ऑफ गुरु इन द फीट ऑफ लॉर्ड
साधो 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 ऐसा ही गुरु जो राग रंग का भर भर प्याला Guru रंग का भर भर प्याला
राग रंग का भर भर प्याला
पीवे और पिलावे छिपा तन में लय मन में को पता न पावे परमहंस गुरु अंश रूप जब परमहंस गुरु अंश परमहंस पराम परमहंस गुरु
अंश जब हृदय जब याद परमहंस अंश रूप जब हृदय जब
सर्वधर्म स्वरूप साए,
सर्वधर्म स्वरूप
साए,
परते के अवतारा,
करो साईं मां, दया करो साईं मां, कृपा करो साईं मां,
दया करो साईं मां, कृपा करो साईं मां,
Shivaya Namo.
అరుణ శివో
हरे स्वामी सत्य साई हरे भक्त जना संरक्षक भक्त जना संरक्षक पति महेश्वरा ओम जय जगदीश हरे शशि वदना सीतरा सर्वा प्राण पते स्वामी सर्वा प्राण पते आश्रित कल्पन सीता आश्रित कल्पन सीता अब बांधवा ओम जय जगदीश हरे माता पिता गुरु देव मरियम दयुनीवे स्वामी मरियम दयुनीवे नाद ब्रह्म जगदाता नाद ब्रह्म जगदाता
బ్రహ్మానందంగా సంప్రోక్షిత జలము అందరు శిరస్సులను కూడా తాకే రీతిగా, భగవాన్ బాబా వారి యొక్క ఆశీస్సులలో పులకరించే రీతిగా, యథావిధిగా మహాద్భుతంగా అందరి చేత చేయించిన భగవాన్ బాబా వారికి కృతజ్ఞతాంజలు సమర్పించుకుంటున్నాను. ఈ ఉదయం కార్యక్రమంలో ప్రశాంతి నిలయ వాసులకు ప్రసాద వితరణ చేయడం జరిగింది, స్వామి ప్రసాదం అందించడం జరిగింది. ఈ మహాయజ్ఞంలో దాదాపు 400,000 మందికి ప్రసాద వితరణ అందడం జరిగింది. ప్రశాంతిలయం పరిసర ప్రాంతాలలో, గ్రామాలలో 400,000 మందికి, ఇంతమందికి ప్రసాదాలు, ఈ లడ్డూలు చేయడం, పులిహార చేయడం సామాన్య విషయం కాదు. ఈ మహాయజ్ఞంలో పాల్గొన్నటువంటి వారు 327 మంది పురుషులు, 168 మహిళలు అహోరాత్రం కృషి చేసిన వారు ఆంధ్రదేశం శ్రీ సత్యసాయి సేవా సంస్థలకు చెందిన వారు, వారిని ఆశీర్వదించవలసిందిగా స్వామిని మనసారా ప్రార్థిస్తున్నాను. రేపటి కార్యక్రమము ఉదయము సాయంకాలం కూడా ఏర్పాటు గావింపబడినవి. ఉదయ కార్యక్రమం లండన్ నుంచి వచ్చేసినటువంటి యువకుల చేత ఈ కార్యక్రమం నిర్వహింపబడుతుంది. ఉదయం 8 నుండి 9:30 వరకు సంగీత విభావరి కార్యక్రమాన్ని అందిస్తారు. అనేకమైనటువంటి వాద్యగోష్ఠి, గాత్ర కచేరీ వారి చేత నిర్వహింపబడతాయి. ఇక సాయంకాలం 5 తమిళనాడు రాష్ట్రానికి చెందినటువంటి సత్యసాయి భక్తులచే ప్రత్యేక నాటక ప్రదర్శన ఏర్పాటు కావింపబడింది. రామరాజ్యము సాయి సామ్రాజ్యము అన్న శీర్షికతో ఈ నాటకను రచించున్నారు. భారతీయ సంప్రదాయము, భారతీయ సంస్కృతి రామాయణ ప్రాతిపదికగా ఏర్పడినటువంటిది. ఈ రామాయణము అనేటువంటి మహత్తరమైనటువంటి గ్రంథాన్ని స్వామి ఎన్నో రీతులుగా వివరించి ఉన్నారు, సంభాషణలోనూ రచనలోనూ తెలియజేసి ఉన్నారు. భగవాన్ బాబా వారి యొక్క భావ పరంపరతో కూడుకున్నటువంటి రామాయణ కావ్య దృశ్యాలను స్వామి యొక్క జీవితానికి అన్వయించి చక్కని ప్రదర్శన రేపు తమిళనాడు రాష్ట్రానికి చెందిన భక్తులు మనకు అందించబోతున్నారు. ప్రధాన విషయం ఏమి అంటే, ఇద్దరు సత్యసాయి విశ్వవిద్యాలయానికి చెందినటువంటి విద్యార్థులు విదేశీ విద్యార్థులను కలుసుకోవడం జరుగుతుంది. వారి సంభాషణలో ఈ సంస్కృతి వివరాలు అందించడం జరుగుతుంది. వారంతా కూడా భారతీయ సంప్రదాయ ఔన్నత్యాన్ని గమనించి ఆ సాకేతరాముడు, అయోధ్యరాముడు, జానకిరాముడు తిరిగి ప్రశాంతలయంలో సాయిరాముడుగా అవతరించాడని గుర్తించి పవిత్రమైన ప్రతిక్షేత్రాన్ని సందర్శించడమే ఈ కథ ఇతివృత్తము. I have great pleasure to announce two important programs which will take place tomorrow. First one, in the morning, we have special presentation by youth from UK. Our special congratulations to youth from UK who have been successfully participating for the last 10 years in Grama Seva program in maximum number. We really appreciate your devotion and a wonderful participation in this particular activity. Tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock till 9:30, they will present us musical program and also a music recital and Veda chanting. And in the evening at 5 o'clock, devotees from Tamil Nadu will present a drama titled Ramarajyam Sai Samrajyam. And this is based on conversations, the writings and the discourses delivered by Bhagavan Baba on Ramayana. And here what happens is, two youth from Sri Satya Sai University happened to meet some of the friends from overseas. Having listened to their talk, they are totally transformed and are convinced that Rama is again here in Prashantralayam, Sai Rama, and they undertake the pleasure of the journey. That is the theme of the drama. Tomorrow in the evening at 5 o'clock, drama by youth from Tamil Nadu. Jai Sai Ram!